The financial markets are processing several significant corporate developments that reveal broader trends in how businesses are adapting to current economic conditions. Alphabet's $80 billion fundraising round represents the largest equity offering in tech history, with the company's 2026 capital spending approaching $190 billion.
These numbers illustrate the massive capital requirements for competing in AI infrastructure. When a company with Alphabet's cash generation capabilities needs to raise $80 billion for AI development, it demonstrates the unprecedented scale of investment required to remain competitive. The inclusion of Berkshire Hathaway's $10 billion stake signals institutional validation of these capital deployment strategies.
The corporate strategy implications extend beyond just AI companies. General Mills announced they're selling their Häagen-Dazs China operations to a Ningxi-led group, which reflects broader concerns about geopolitical tensions affecting consumer brands in Chinese markets. When established food companies are divesting premium brands from major markets, it suggests they're prioritizing geopolitical risk management over growth opportunities.
Strava's decision to add developer fees and restrict data access ahead of their planned IPO shows how consumer technology companies are trying to build more defensible business models. The shift from open data sharing to monetized API access reflects lessons learned from previous social media companies that struggled to capture value from third-party developer ecosystems.
In the semiconductor sector, Arm Holdings' announcement that ByteDance and Oracle are using their data center chips represents a significant market expansion beyond mobile devices. This diversification is crucial because mobile chip growth has plateaued, while data center demand driven by AI applications continues accelerating rapidly.
The market's reaction to these developments has been mixed, with JP Morgan's warning to sell speculative tech after a 57% rally, creating some volatility. However, companies with clear AI revenue streams and established customer bases are being treated differently than pure-play speculation investments. There's a bifurcation happening within tech valuations based on business model maturity.
Tesla's stock decline following OpenAI's robotics announcement illustrates how competitive threats in emerging technology sectors can immediately impact valuations. When investors perceive that a company's technological moat may be threatened by well-funded competitors, market adjustments happen quickly, regardless of current financial performance.
The healthcare sector saw positive developments with Moderna and Merck announcing their cancer vaccine continues to provide melanoma protection at 5 years. This kind of long-term efficacy data is exactly what biotech investors want to see, particularly as cancer immunotherapy becomes a larger portion of pharmaceutical company pipelines.
NVIDIA's position remains strong, with Goldman Sachs raising their price target to $285 following the GTC Taipei keynote. The company's ability to maintain pricing power while expanding into new product categories demonstrates how platform dominance in AI infrastructure translates to sustained competitive advantages.
Looking at the broader market context, S&P futures were down about 0.18% in early trading, suggesting investors are taking a cautious approach while processing the mix of positive corporate developments and ongoing geopolitical uncertainties. The market is essentially balancing AI optimism against inflation and conflict risks.
What's notable is how quickly capital is flowing toward companies that demonstrate clear AI implementation capabilities rather than just AI potential. This suggests we may be transitioning from the speculation phase of AI investment to the execution phase, where operational results rather than promises determine valuations.